please.
Chacon?
Here.
Crawford is absent. Dennis?
Here.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Here.
LaChance?
Here.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. We can recognize Judy Sommerlatt from the Friends of the Library, who will be here doing a report for us shortly, and our two interim directors, Dixie and Shelley. Any amendments to the agenda? None that I can see that need to be addressed. Minutes. Minutes. We have lots of minutes again. Minutes upon minutes turning into hours. We still have that quote about the snow retention bars. We should probably hold on to that till next year. Maybe we can build it.
Yeah, I don't think we're ready to do anything.
Yeah, not this year.
No.
After spending $25,000 on paint. But I think that's something we need to investigate next year during budget time, trying to get some money in there for that.
I saw that.
Kind of looks a little odd back there, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It had to be that way. Comments, corrections on the, what do we have here, three sets? Or two sets? Two sets. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes from August 21st and August 14th?
Motion to approve the minutes for August 14th and August 21st.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Minutes are approved. Correspondence. Do we have any? Nothing. So now it's Judy takes the floor.
I want to say the paint looks wonderful on the building.
Yes, it does.
It's just such an improvement. Thank
yes.
you for doing it.
Yep.
That's right. And a couple of people asked me about the book sale. The two-day used book sale over the weekend, we made, I think it was 6,500, that doesn't include the 2 weeks, right? It was 6,004 or 6,005?
6,500.
Okay. And then we have the sale going, the after sale, Summer's End book sale going on in the hallway between the library and the meeting room. And I believe I got an email this afternoon that said Kathy deposited $320. So I think by the time it's all over, we'll be 7,000 or so, which is a little bit more than we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to ask you for your approval to do the mini golf fundraiser again. We always had the approval of the director, and we thought the director was starting September 1st. And we can't wait any longer. We,
right.
You know, we have things we have to do. In fact, I want to give you some information here. It's more than you want to know. It's our report from last year, and on the back of that are the recommendations for this year. And then the next page on the back is all of everything we've done with the mini golf. This is our fifth year. So there's lots of good stuff there. And so I need your approval to use the library space for mini golf again. Last year we made $6,300 on the event. And our expenses were $200, which is amazing, you know. But anyhow, so we made $6,100 for the library, and I need your approval to get going. And we do have a meeting scheduled for Wednesday morning, but I can cancel that if you say no. So that'll be another $6,000 at least for the library, and we're concerned that we can't handle too many more people. The 300 and the one we had last year. 353. That's a lot of people playing mini golf. We don't want to get backed up. We want everything to move. But we like our success, and as you can see from the last page with all the stats, we've grown so much and made so much more for the library. The other thing about approving it, so I'm asking you to do it, is that it's Sunday from 11 to 4, I think it was. I can't remember. It's somewhere in here. 11 to 4. But the library has always been closed on Sundays until now. So the library will have open hours.
We can adjust the hours for that.
I did mentioned it to Dixie and Shelley because it's not been an issue before this year. Yes.
Yep.
So that's what I need to know from you, if we may proceed.
I think the public can give up one Sunday for this.
It's a very popular event.
Yes,
and
it is.
It's on the Sunday. We always do it the Sunday between the playoffs and the Super Bowl. That was planned that way.
Uh-huh.
We did that on
purpose. Uh-huh. Either that or you got to put something up on a big TV screen while they're playing.
It's become a big family event.
Yeah.
So it's fun. And if you want to sign,
I have no popcorn.
Well, the popcorn ended up
all over the library,
everywhere. Even though we wanted it confined in here, I think it was in the bathroom. It was everywhere, and it's always been free. I mean, they give us the big popper, popcorn, the oil, everything. But Dixie can tell you, and Shelley can tell you, it's everywhere.
Yep. I will make a motion that we allow the Friends of the Library to hold their mini golf event this year, whatever day that is.
January 28th.
Okay. We will need to adjust our hours for that one day and basically close the library for that one day. But I think it's a very good event, so.
Yeah,
it's fine. I'll second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We appreciate
that.
We're going to be contacting you to volunteer.
Oh, yeah, that's the other shoe.
Now, we got the high school athletes for the last 2 years to help move things from upstairs to down, so.
Okay.
Since you don't have an elevator.
Not here, yeah.
Thank you very much. And see you at the Hicks Brothers ukulele tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow night.
It is so much fun. It's the best.
Thank you.
All righty, thank you. Staff comments. Anything from the staff they want us to know about?
I think we want to ask about Elisa Topper's first day. Anybody's going to be here to greet her,
I will be here. She's going to be. I have a chiropractor's appointment at 9 o'clock, so I'll be here right after that. And it's right over here, Cornish Chiropractic. So I'll be here right after.
What time was she slated to be here?
I think she said she was going to try and get here around 9. I can call them up and change my appointment, if you would prefer. I was here with her.
What time do most staff arrive?
I'm usually here by 8:30. Not at 9:10.
I was going to say, but we open at 10.
Yeah.
So what? How long is your appointment? I think it'd be better
like
if
15 minutes.
She arrived. So can we have her arrive at 9:30 so that you could be here and they could both be here?
I can.
Let's wait for Russ to get here. I feel like that's an awkward start.
Yeah, either way, I can either change my appointment or I think I'll just call and change my appointment. I'll be here at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm also here that morning, but with the twist on for activity.
Okay.
So I'll be here too.
Okay.
But that won't start till 10. She'll be here at 9.
Yeah. I'll be here. I'll get things worked around and I'll be here at 9. Okay.
What day is that?
Spent the day setting up a computer in that office.
Okay.
And I believe you created an email for her.
Yeah, I already did that.
You did that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe he saw that.
Yeah, he did.
He was going to.
I don't know if she's used it yet.
He's asked me if you wanted him to email her personal account with all that information and a temporary password.
Unless he's changed it, she already has all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I when I set it all up, I emailed all that to her.
Perfect. Okay.
So, like I said, I don't know if she's used it yet or not, or reset the password, but she has all that information.
Okay.
So we'll see. It's not that big of a deal to set it up once she's here either.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah, because she's got to log in through the portal first before out with the work. So... anything else from staff? No, they're just all
anxiously
waiting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Miss Treasurer.
All right. So, if you look on page 4 of the check register, paid a big bill of $25,800 to paint the exterior of the library, which Judy says looks fabulous.
Yeah.
So
hopefully you've all had a chance to look at it because it did come out nice.
Yeah, it looks good. On page 5, E-Rate Fund Services, that's our
E-Rate consultant.
On the internet service?
Yeah. We get reimbursed. I forget how much.
So we pay
like
for
half.
A service that
we pay $250. He does all the paperwork so we can get...
The discounts. Yeah. Okay.
Well worth it.
The Prairie Cat, the Express Lane license is for the... That's further down on page 5.
Yeah.
That's for the self-checkout on the first floor. And I think there's one on the second floor, too.
That doesn't mean it's not included. It's a different type of machine. We have two different checkout
plans
right now.
Okay. That's fun.
Is that just once a year, though?
That's once a year for the license and maintenance.
Then on page 6, you will see that we have legal fees from 2014 through 2017. At the top of page 6.
Oh, yes. I just watched your number 14.
Yeah.
We aren't sure. We were going to look into it and see if, like, maybe there's a retainer where if we...
I can run up and give that sheet if you want me to. It was from charges from 2014, 15, and 16.
Which,
that we never got charged for.
Yeah.
Consulting fees.
And they're just finding this now?
They just now billed.
Maybe they're doing an audit or something.
I questioned and had to look back and see if those were previously paid. And she said, no, they weren't. So she went ahead and paid.
Race time was the timing for the 5K.
Yep.
And now if you look at the...
Marlis is going to have a good vacation.
The professional services. Okay, on page one of the budget report, I can't see with my glasses to read.
Towards the bottom.
Yeah. It says it's 5,107. Some of that was Dakin, and it should have gone to outside repair and maintenance. So it's, Dixie was going to talk to Amy and have them adjust it. And we got 12K in development fees.
Almost nothing was in outside repair and maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some of it should have gone in there. So that's getting fixed. So we can buy books with our development fees. Yay.
Yay.
And then on the gifts and memorials page, there is a deposit. There's two deposits down at the bottom for $385 and $277. Some of that was from the 5K. So... Oh, sorry, this one.
You're there. Oh, this page.
Yeah. One with the yellow. Sorry.
Oh, thank you. Over here. It has it on here?
There's a deposit. August 2017 deposits, and then RC August 2007 library deposits. Some of that money was for the 5K.
Okay. Do we have a breakout
sure
of what?
Where
yeah, I have that.
Put that.
Okay.
So it got put in here. And that's what I have.
I got put in memorials and gifts.
Yes.
Are there limits on what that can be spent on?
I don't think for memorials and gifts.
You guys can
no.
Decide.
Oh, okay.
The 5K ones.
Football game.
Announcing for a game. I know, I'm looking at my car, it's like, what's going on? So are we up, down, or so? These sheets always get me. 29 in revenue. Where's the paint? Is that paid out last month?
Yeah. No.
That's not on here, is it?
Some no, that'll show up
yeah,
on the budget for next month.
Next month, right?
Yeah, but the check isn't here.
The check is in September.
It's when they run these reports and when all the checks get printed, it's off. Our budget reports are never up to date. Up to date being today. And our property tax income should show an increase next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After everybody paid their taxes.
And then that'll be...
That'll be pretty much the end of it.
For the revenue.
Yep. Other than a few little dribs and drabs like we've been getting in July and August.
Plus development fees.
Plus the development fees, which are coming in quite nicely.
Yeah.
Which is a good
thing.
We
need that because we budgeted an $85,000 deficit.
Yes. Yep.
$84,000.
Any questions for our treasurer? If not, can I have a motion to pay our bills?
So I'll make a motion that we pay our bills of $39,941.05 for the accounts payable. Or is that paid? Is that the one?
That's
the one.
And then payroll at $30,031.08 for a total of $69,972.13.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Crawford?
Yes.
Danis?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to city liaison, who isn't here, so we'll keep moving. Standing committees. Probably community relations, about the only one that's done anything right now. And as a summary of our 5K, Saturday we had $230 in walk-up registrations. Circulation desk took $277 in registrations. Race time, we had $518.62 in direct deposit for a total of $1,025.62. Why it's an odd number is we had to give out a refund, which refund with the $50 plus the fees made it an odd number. And the race time expense was just pretty much our only expense, unless you were going to turn in any. No? Okay. The race time was $481.81, so we made $543.81.
How many people did you
count? Yeah, I believe we counted 38, right?
40 registered.
I think more registered. One person did not pick up that day.
No.
Another lady did not run, and she donated as well as registered. She was a seventh grade teacher who was sick. Mm-hmm. So I think we were too shy of last year's number. So
okay.
We didn't hit our goal of going above what we got last year.
Below. Was that one who donated as well as registered?
Mm-hmm. She paid $50 because I talked to her the other day. She goes, I paid $50 for that race. I was like, why? It cost $25. She's like, well, I donated. So she donated and she registered.
Yeah.
But she got sick. So.
Yeah. We had four people sponsor us, I think.
Oh, I know what you see. I need to submit. I totally forgot. It's not large.
We had your chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
We donated $50.
Yes.
It's the...
We had NCG donate some picture theater passes.
Yeah, we should probably have somebody do some thank yous.
And we had
Culver's, and we had the running store.
Yeah, and my friend Dan Fapp gave us a donation of $50 for the race.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
So the only expense that I was going to submit was the medals.
Okay.
I have to find receipts.
Okay.
It's,
these are donations.
Six times five. It's
okay.
$30. $30.
Yeah, this is Dan Fapp.
And that was a donation.
Yeah, Carson.
I was purses, and I have no idea.
Okay.
Me.
I think that was 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And those were the checks
that were in the box.
In the box.
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds good. So we have a little bit of money. We can do some more advertising for better coverage next year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some banners, some signs that we can post around.
Okay.
If we're going to have one.
We need to figure out how much, because we advertise it for profits or for
team
YA programming.
Yeah.
Well, we can support. Sometimes they want to do stuff, but, you know, it costs a lot of money to get prizes or things for the teams. That we want more YA programming with the money.
Any other thing? Photos?
Nope.
From the race? Can I send them to you? But I want to be able to put the names of the winners. Because remember, I took a picture of the winners and the ones who won raffles. When did we put that? So when I give them the photos and she posts them onto the Facebook.
Do we want to have it just on the Facebook page?
Yeah, sure, the Facebook page.
What would you mean besides that?
She needs the names to go with the pictures.
Like
like the names of the winners, just to forward the names of people that won with the medals.
I think Anita won one of them.
Yeah.
What do we do with that list?
Of who won? Of I just won. Called their names and gave it to them.
I know, but didn't we have a list that came from Race Time that gave us a list of...
Oh, that I think we put in the box with the other stuff.
Okay.
So that's probably upstairs, but that would tell us who ran. I'm not necessarily going to remember. And who got the medals. Who won the individual prizes would be different because, you know, we just pull their name.
Yeah.
We'll just put winners and then I'll show you who's the winners and who's the prize. So was it the Laugh-A-Lot prize?
Okay.
Yeah. The winners, we know the six winners because they're at the top of each category, like each age group. They're the, that's easy.
I'll go get the paperwork later from the box.
Like to see that they got recognized.
Yeah, I think that would encourage people. The library, all the ladies who ran from and helped out from the middle school said to sign them up. They're ready to do it again. They loved it.
I had one lady come into the library.
They were really good at blocking traffic.
And she said
yes, they were.
She said she would come. She said, I didn't keep this going. I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other thing we discovered when we were here is after the race, there were people that had never been to the library, but they did the race, and they wanted to come in, but the library wasn't open.
Yeah.
So maybe next time we do it again, we can kind of have it available where people who've never been have the opportunity to come in and see the library.
They just wanted to see it and tour it.
To know their kids.
Well, they had kids and they'd never been here before.
They only do for this.
And we said,
what time are we
going to be
on Saturday?
10.
The race was
eight.
So they can be pretty much done by the time they do the... And that's because most of them are in here doing the used book sale.
I know.
The lady was trying to get away from me because I smelled. I was like, I just ran. I'm so sorry. And I said to my daughter really loud, I just think we need to hurry up and buy my books because I could see the lady was like, oh my God. But I was a walk-in publicity. I have a shirt on still.
Okay. Nobody else has met on none of the other committees. Alrighty, we'll move on to unfinished business. Well,
could you want to record a little directory?
Oh, yeah. I guess I missed that.
I'm sorry. And do we need to schedule? Do we do that again?
Yeah, I ran right over it, didn't I?
Do we need to schedule a policy committee meeting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, yeah, I ran right over you guys, didn't I? Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
Back up one.
all right, I'll start back real fast.
Oh, take your time.
We had men's book club last month. These are normal programs we have every month. All of our book clubs, the threads in creative writing, those are my recurring ones. But we have a gardening program that we partnered with the Yorkville Garden Club. And we had Mike Nowak come and speak. He was a radio personality on WGN. He's put by law. Pretty funny character. But that program was really well attended. We had 45 people for that program. And then we had the Fermilab program. And that was very, very interesting. Very interesting. Erin, she's a good speaker. We talked about that. Had 20 people. I was a little disappointed in that, but it was also curriculum night at the school. So I always have a hard time because I can look at the school schedule and it'll show, like on their website, the days off and the teacher institute days, but not those special evening.
Well, and this year there were a couple that were wrong. Like on the wrong date when I looked on the calendar, on the website.
Thank you.
That's always hard in the fall because I know there's a lot of programs.
If you ever want to work that out, like I do check, I would say Christine Liptrock is our communications publicity person in charge of like getting everybody the Wi-Fi stickers and stuff like that. She's probably a good district person that could be like, hey, we're trying to promote this program. Just want to see if there's something big going on. I would say not maybe at the elementary schools, but definitely if it's going on at the middle school and high school,
right.
Then you kind of want to avoid because that's thousands of kids.
Right.
Families are Yeah, for Fermilab, yeah.
So I did sign up myself. They were having their open house on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. The presenter said that they were expecting
20,000
people. Oh my gosh. And my city is volunteering. Registered right now.
Over 18,000 are registered.
Oh, 18 now?
Yeah. For what?
For the open house at Fermilab.
Yeah.
You have to sign up.
They went through a training, like, about, it's awesome. Like, she printed out, she goes, I loved everything about the little survey they made me fill out. So her husband worked there, so she volunteered, and they have them do a little training. And if you could see the kind of inclusive language they want to make sure even their volunteers use to include, so, like, the way you speak to people, you know, calm disabled, just they gave them all these different, like, languages. They're really, like, prepared. It's going to be huge.
No, it was pretty interesting talking to her about it. Tomorrow night, as Judy said, we are having the Hicks Brothers Ukulele Band here. It's really a fun evening. So I think last year they sent 20 ukulele players. So they play all kinds of contemporary music and they sing. They have hula dancers that come. So it's really fun night. Next month we are partnering with the school for one book, one community, our co reads, and we're having 3 book discussions here in the library. Russ, I posted your picture on Facebook today.
Good.
With your book?
Reading his book.
Reading your book, yeah. I got bamboozled into that from being Barbara's at the city council meeting. She said, I need a picture. Okay.
Yep. So, and then also at the end of the month, to go along with that theme of immigrants and that, I'm having a speaker from Plano come. She is an Egyptian American Muslim woman, and she's wrote a book about her experiences. So she'll be here to talk about that on Tuesday, October
24th. Very nicely.
Yeah.
She's part of the Plano. She's part of the Plano writers group.
Yeah. So I'm going forward.
Do you have a flyer for
that program? I have this, and then I have some flyers posted around the library. Nothing to take home.
No, but I wanted to put just that speaker's visit.
I can send it to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Also, one more program, really fast. October 5th, it's a Thursday evening, having a gentleman come in and talk about understanding the ABCDs of Medicare. Medicare open enrollment is in October, so he's going to come talk. And I've sent him our program policy. He cannot promote his business, he cannot collect names, and so he signs, and we're good. Yeah.
What time?
That's at 7 o'clock also.
Medicare is so much fun.
The young adult group did not meet, and obviously they're all ready to go back to school. children's programs, they had a Hoover story time. And Emily Dombrowski from Hoover entertained the patients with All My Critters during Hoover story time. They ran the Future Foxes Ready for Kindergarten again in August and had 18 people come to that. Their big numbers was Tots and Toddlers. Nice turnout for that again. Shrinky Dicks are fun to do. And the lap sit was popular with the tiny ones. And they sit on their parents' laps to listen to stories. So it started in the library. For a total of children's attendance of 207. Our team volunteers were Morgan Lutzey, Kayla Micah, Bradley Osborne, Mark Sanford, Holly Kletka, Julia Richardson, Natana Fakey, and Rachel Robinette. And again, we had the ladies from the Fox Valley Therapy Dogs for the Reader Calls. We had The library used the meter 9 times, and other organizations used it 5 times. The total patron count for the front doors, including the meeting room doors, was 6,032. We practiced 3 tests. We took in $25 from the Top Republic on Women and bought a history book with that. For circulation statistics, we looked across August under checkout and renewals. We had 7,313 checkout and renewals, which I knew August was going to be a little bit, was going to be significantly down. I was happily surprised that it wasn't as much as I thought it was going to be. So that's great. What else? Oh, if you look down at the database usage, Ancestry usage was way up again. I just today got the Gale Reference Center Gold, which had 1 session with 7 searches, and I'm going to be speaking with our director about canceling that subscription. It's very expensive, and it's just not getting used at all.
Gale?
Mm-hmm. Gale. That's our database for article lookup.
We have it, too.
Yeah.
So students don't really need it.
So they don't need it. Well, then we can use that.
Do you have EBSCO?
No. For other databases.
No, so we don't. Then that's the only
one. Is the only one you have for articles?
Yes.
Oh, then I would.
But Cheryl,
I know, I
basically can find articles other ways. If people know which article they want, she can find it.
I don't know. I just search by topic.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like.
But for $4,000 a year,
I don't pay that kind of money. Oh, because you have to pay based on your population.
Okay,
yeah.
Based on the city population.
Yeah.
Yes. Because we could find that.
Did you try EBSCO?
No, this hasn't been reviewed in a while.
Well, she should know. I feel like a public library should have one periodical database, because then anybody who's trying to go back to school, or they'll be like, or professionally. I know, I was thinking if you're in school, you should have access.
High school have the same one as middle school?
So the district currently pays for EBSCO, which is a database service, and Gale. Gale's a lot more user-friendly. It's better for students. The version of Gale we use is more for like middle school, high school. Whereas EBSCO could be used up through college because it has so many different, you know, medical, legal, law, educational databases.
All different kinds of levels, I guess.
Yeah.
Packages.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way to pay by use. Some of them have a model like that, don't they?
Yeah,
because that's the bottom line for 8 uses in July.
Yeah, I mean,
so that literally means 8 people searched in Gale, that's it?
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's the only one we have this in here.
You can access that from
Well, I think I did a search today and it wasn't a lot. I was looking for something today.
Were you looking in Gale or were you looking on our online catalog? On
Carl. One of these today.
On another note, people are still looking at, still checking out ebooks and
mm-hmm.
audio.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing.
Hopefully, you'll see a surge in September, too. I just finished teaching all the kids about Overdrive, and I always say, do you have a public library card? We have the York Public Library, too, so it makes a big addition of that.
Do you guys have the Access Recent or the
eRead
Illinois?
We use Overdrive, and I actually collect all the books we have in Overdrive. So I have to read through them and choose them. I usually choose Caudill's, Lincoln's, and just really popular ones. We don't have a ton, but we only have YA literature, so they usually get it a little bit faster because we're sharing with thousands when you use your public library card.
Yep.
Okay. now can put it back and forth in forward. Okay. Unfinished business. Obviously, the painting is done, and we signed the check to pay him. So it must have been Tom was happy with the job. And all the little.
We had to have him come back and do some touch ups and then this.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Good.
But Tom did a good job.
He did. He's always done a good job.
He was almost here every day they were here.
Yeah.
He did not put the two coats in. He did not.
Some of these paints are supposed to be one coat really good. Like I put a green on my house a couple years ago and it still looks good. If you buy the nicer stuff and for that kind of money, I hope we got the nicer stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work to do two coats outside.
Yeah. Especially when you've had a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Back to the Daikin chiller.
It's
working
like a champ.
Has it? Excellent. We had the breakdown of how much the labor was, how much the part was. Most of it is in labor. No, most of it was in the part. Yeah. And the other proposal that he suggested when I questioned him about it, done this, we've done that, we've done this, and we've always seemed to have problems. They've offered to give us 2 hours of inspection time after this board is replaced to make sure everything is working so Dixie doesn't have to go out there and play with 440 volts or 480 volts, whatever that thing runs on. We don't need her to curl her hair. Unless you want it curled. There are easier ways of doing that.
Do what I gotta do to keep it cool in here.
Yeah. But not that. That's, yeah. I'm thinking we need to do this. This is something that they recommended. Their outside guy who's been here says this needs to be done. Whether, will it be the last thing we put into it? I doubt it. But it's something that we need to do. And they're going to give us 2 hours to inspect the unit and make sure everything is, you know, there's been no critters chewing on wires. Seals are all sealed where they're supposed to be. I think it's something we need to do.
They put the board in and they program it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they'll inspect.
Is that a part of the inspection?
It says power unit, make adjustments as necessary. So.
Yeah.
And monitor unit operation. So can
right.
they stay here for an hour or two to make sure
yeah.
that
yeah.
it's all done right?
I think there, this was four hours of labor included in this.
We gotta make sure they do the whole.
Yeah. I think it's something we need to do.
So I know it's nitpicky, but could we have them do the inspection prior to replacing the board? So if they do find something else, we can decide whether or not the board's a priority or we want the other part fixed.
Isn't this what they said is the only problem they can see?
Yeah.
But if they're going to do 2 hours inspection,
I think that's like to come back and not bill us for 2 hours if it breaks down again.
I think they're going to do the inspection while the guy's here. So he may be here for
two
all
hours
day.
Is included?
No. Two right. hours in addition to this, the 4 hours it takes to replace this board and monitor the system. I don't know if it's going to be that they're coming back or not, but it seemed to me it would be in their best interest if they did the inspection while the guy was still here. Save a trip. Because they're coming from Wooddale.
But can they inspect it without installing a new board? If the current board keeps giving them a mess of saying it's bad, to them, nothing's going to work until they replace it.
Right.
So we're going to end up having to pay for them to replace it, no matter what, for them to then say, okay, it wasn't the board. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes, like, with your car, if the monitor says that that's what it is,
yeah.
they're going to be like, that's what we need to fix. I feel like we talked about that, and didn't
but
we?
They're giving us the 2 hours, though, mm-hmm. right? That's
yeah.
on them. So
that's
I'm just
them.
Saying, have them come to the do with the board, and before you do the board, do your 2 hours, and make us aware if you find anything else prior to replacing that board.
But I think what Russ is saying is that that might be included in the base package plus 2 hours later.
Yeah, two.
It's
replacing the board. It's a total of 6 hours.
Yeah.
So it's replacing the board. The board, they're going to be here for 4 hours to do the board. Mm-hmm. And monitor the system after they replace the board. I can't see the board cost taking 6 hours to or 4 hours to replace. Mm-hmm. But monitoring to make sure everything is working properly, mm-hmm. and then give us 2 hours to inspect the whole unit to make sure that everything is where it's in the condition it's expected to be in. I mean, the unit's only 10 years old. It should be still in pretty good shape,
right.
I would think. But I mean, there's no way we're going to be able to replace the whole unit, because that would be hundreds of thousands of dollars to replace that whole unit.
How did they come to the conclusion that we need to replace the board? From a code or from an inspection?
From both. It was a code and an inspection. They came out for a code, and the inspection around that was the last bill that we paid.
That was done in May.
Yeah.
It was kind of a big one, but I thought they did an inspection and found that we needed to replace our board.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So they've already done an inspection. I feel like I'd rather the 2 hours be spent if they have to come back.
Exactly. Not
pay another service visit.
Right, exactly.
Not stay here for 6 hours, because it could break down 2 weeks later and then we'll have to pay.
Yeah.
It's probably going to work just fine when you replace the board. It's like when you get on the floor of the doctor, everything's fine. So when you're not on the floor with the doctor, that you're, like, dying. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like it may waste our 2 hours. I'm worried about that.
There's a difference between inspection and troubleshooting. So, I mean, they're offering to do an inspection. I don't know that we can necessarily bank 2 hours of service time later mm-hmm. on, so.
I wonder if we're using the same words and understanding it the same way that they understand. Like, when we mean inspection, they may mean troubleshooting.
No, I think
I was wondering why they offer 2 hours of inspection when I would think it should be 2 hours of their time to do whatever they need to do.
Yeah. That sounds like 2 hours of troubleshooting. If this doesn't work, I'll come back and give you 2 more hours.
Not on your email, you
said. Yeah, it's...
But they use the word inspection, didn't they?
Well, inspection's preventative. Troubleshooting's after the fact. Mm-hmm. So they're offering just to tear through it or go through it and identify if there's anything else that looks out of place, so...
Before they replace it. Like after they've taken it out and looked at it.
I'm saying if they're going to do that as part of it, do it before they replace it. Because then if they come across something else that might be causing the board error, then we can save ourselves the $2,000 board. Fix that first. If they say, hey, look, this wire's frayed. Or, you know, we're not, this is...
Then they already do that?
I don't think they have. From what you said, they came out and looked at the error code. And I mean, they haven't...
How big is the board? But I don't. You think there's something hiding behind the board, or are they gonna...
something that's causing the board to fail?
Yeah, you figure it's electronics. The board's.
But sometimes those boards just go. Mm-hmm.
Even a 10-year-old board probably needs to be updated anyway.
Yeah.
It's exposed to the elements. I mean, it's outside, right?
Yeah.
Even though it's encased, mm-hmm. it's always going to be exposed to heat, humidity, whatever.
So there's a good chance the board just went.
Yeah. Yeah, processor could be failing.
But
no, it loses
all part of the board.
Yeah.
But if they're giving us 2 hours, right. As part of that, I don't think we want to forego it and say we'll use it at a later date. I think we want to take advantage of them actually looking at it all.
Well, it sounded like that's what's a part of.
But that sounds like it's part of them
what they're doing.
Doing the
because they have to stay around to make sure that all the systems are working.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be here, checking out that the HVAC that it is functioning properly. So they do have to stay here anyway. Because putting a board in and just programming and taking off.
If they take off the board and see something else wrong, they always tell you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think we have to use up our 2 free hours. Like, I've called out technicians and they almost always want something else other than the one little thing. Like, if they take out the board and there's something else wrong, don't you think they'd be like, oh, it wasn't just your board, it's also this. You need to talk to your board, we need more money.
But you're looking at it as 2 free hours. I don't think it's just a bucket 2 free hours. I think it's a... Because we had concerns there might be other issues, we're going to take a bigger look at it.
So to paraphrase his email, their technician recommended the control board replacement to resolve an issue where the unit is shutting down on startup fault F51. And then he said, how about I do this? The control, approve. If the board approves the control board replacement, I'll commit to provide 2 hours of free diagnostics on the unit in the event that the rain continues to cause the unit outage. So we can't
do this later. If that doesn't fix the problem, we'll give you 2 more hours.
Right. This way, if the control board resolves the issue, you're all set.
If for any reason,
yeah.
Well, basically, if we call them back, they need to not bill us for 2 hours of their
time. Right.
That's what we were worried about. It was going to just shut off again 2 weeks after they replaced it.
Right. So this is they're committing 2 hours of their time to come back and diagnose the problem if this doesn't fix it.
That's
better.
Yeah. That's how I read that email. So I think this is something we need to do. And can I have a motion to that effect?
Motion to approve Dyke and Schiller control panel proposal for $2,900.
And okay, we're spending money, so we need a roll call. Yes.
Danis?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Motion carried. You have the paperwork. I probably need to sign it. You can do that later tonight. Okay.
Oh, he's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As the air kicks on while we're.
I know.
This is a different year. Not the same.
I was going to say, it always works really well with the air kicks on the air.
Okay. Last thing on our unfinished business is the elevator contracts.
We currently have
this Thyssen Krupp. And we. Kate Elder was working with the Suburban elevator to reduce our costs, and they were like half. Dixie sent out some inquiries. Shelley did that. Thank you. Give credit where credit's due. Got some information on the references between the two.
I love that they got libraries as references too.
Yeah,
that was a nice touch.
Aurora got their elevator vandalized, so yeah, that was out of the scope.
I know, I was like, that's. I read that, and I was like, that's deep. Bless you.
Everybody seems to be very happy with this Suburban elevator, but they also say make sure you know what's covered.
I think that's both contracts.
That's just.
I feel
both
like
contracts.
We just didn't know what was covered and what's not, so when we're looking at the money, we're not sure if it's supposed to be there or not.
Yeah.
Are they cheaper?
They're cheaper by about half.
Oh.
Almost
half. So how much is the Thyssen truck charging us quarterly?
It's like $200.
$256.31. But
this one says $479 quarterly.
Well, sorry, that's monthly.
They charge us $256.31, you said, monthly?
Monthly.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, that's 600 or something, or 700 versus 400 or something.
In my correspondence with that gentleman, he says that our current agreement is in effect until 2/5/2018. We currently pay $256.31, but he can offer a discount on maintenance and start a new agreement for $215 a month. Mm-hmm.
Still high. These other guys are
still higher than
15.
And one of your concerns was what is the upcharge every year? And this, who was that? Glenside. So they are on a 3-year contract, and their quarterly was the same for 3 years.
That's what they signed up
for. But it does say
in
the contract that it can go up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they just agreed to it staying the same for 3 years.
Yeah.
But they said it has stayed the same for 3 years.
Right.
Cash too, as long as usually there's like
like a 3 to 5%.
Somebody has a 2-year contract.
Yeah, this one's a 3-year contract.
Mm-hmm. Now, our current contract, we have to give them
90 days.
90 days.
So
90
that's days. November 1st.
Yeah.
Written, certified.
Wowza. That's a difference of $1,200.
Yep.
That's
a lot of team programming.
Mm-hmm. We need that $1,200.
Yep.
That's a big difference.
Sure is.
Just make a motion.
Yeah.
They are really charging a lot.
Yeah. Do we want to switch?
I mean, our switch isn't happening until
next year.
Is it happening for February?
Yeah, we got to give them 90 days notice before we can break. We can cancel their Thrice and Crux contract.
So we
contract.
Can cancel it.
We can cancel it. We got to give them 90 days notice. So for the next 90 days, we got to pay them, and then they can start.
So we can start on the other one December 15th. It'd be nice to start the other one for the new year.
Yeah.
Is Tyson Krupp, is that 90 days of cancellation, or is that 90 days of not to notify that we are not renewing?
That we're not renewing.
Right, so we can't
choose.
So we
have to go until February 5th.
Correct,
right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
what
we have. So
we need to read the contract.
Yeah, it's not a 90-day cancellation. I
right.
think
yeah,
it's a... It's, you have to notify 90 days of non-renewal.
Yeah.
So we still have to pay them.
Is the coverage,
still,
well,
yeah,
coverage the same?
Yeah.
Is the coverage the same for both companies?
That's what I'm saying. I wonder.
Yeah.
We need both contracts side by side.
You have them two both, right?
Have them four.
Yeah, they were in your guys' packet last month.
Yeah. From what I could see, they were. They covered everything. Kate, when she investigated them, she said that they were identical. They covered the same things.
Okay.
Suburban has been out here and looked at our equipment and said, yeah, no problem. It's not like the chiller where nobody wants to touch it except Daikin Applied. Because Daikin Applied put it in, nobody else wants to play with it. It's our sandbox. So, but this is, there's nothing proprietary in there that Thrice and Krupp put in there. It's a pretty standard elevator. So, who does the inspections and whatnot?
Suburban, we're starting with them February 6th.
Okay.
Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Because you're saying we can't cancel for 90 days.
Right.
We can't.
We got to give them 90 days notice that we're not going to renew their contract. And then we can give them the same notice that on such and such a date we're going to start with their service. Suburban.
I feel like we already reviewed it and she said they look the same. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I did do a cursory examination last time and it seemed, you know, I'm not really an elevator aficionado, but it looks similar.
As long as it goes up and down and doesn't crash in between, we're fine.
Yeah.
So I know we needed a motion. We're saving $1,200 in 3 years. Or is that $1,200 a year, right? Okay, so 36.
I calculated the four, what these people pay. So it's really going to be dependent on what they're charging us.
Yeah, it's 100, 100 and...
The new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so much is the new one? I didn't calculate based on that.
150.
$159 total?
Yeah.
Okay.
So about what they're
it's
saying.
It's still about $1,200. $1,167.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the two?
Plus with Tyson Krupp, we've had other fees too, right?
Yeah.
There's been repairs.
They've charged us for parts.
Yeah.
No, they've charged us for things they say weren't part of our maintenance because we didn't understand which level of maintenance we had. Like, I think we just have the gold or the bronze. And when we read it, I think we were reading thinking we had the platinum or something, like that some of that stuff should have been included.
Yeah.
We need somebody who reads contracts. I don't think that's our job.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's too confusing.
I think someone should read their contract to make sure.
We were under, kind of under a gun to hit the 90 days before we, so we can cancel the contract with Thrice and Krupp.
Well, not really. It's February 5th. So we have until November 5th. We need to go in more informed this time than we have in the past.
We could have our director
sit and make contracts and say... We've already approved that we would go with the new one. Can we do a like provisional? We will be moving to canceling on November.
Well, we still have October.
5th.
Yeah, we still have October.
Well, because we need somebody to sit down and look at them both and make sure. Because there's negotiating.
Yeah,
you could just always call Suburban to say, we'd like to go with you, but we need this included.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go and say, the new director.
Yeah. It's one of her short-term goals. Deal with that.
Do you have that on the list?
It can be on the list. It will be on the list.
I was going to say, that's not the language I'm looking
for. It will be on the list.
I was waiting for you to write something. You see me looking like, and you're going to write it down, type it out. Because if I don't write it down, I won't remember. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
New business, we don't have any. I don't think there's any reason we need an executive session. Is there? Anybody can think of any?
With
short-term goals for our new director?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We have one of them.
Do you ladies have anything? I mean, you'll be working different more than us.
Here we go.
Yeah, we have wish lists.
But, like, what are some of the things we... So she could prioritize things to work on. Like, this has to happen in the next month.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so you could be like, review elevator contracts within 30 days. Develop something within 60 days. Like, we need to be very... For me, that means I'm going to be more successful because I'm going to go, these are the things they want me to do. I focus on that and not the stuff I thought would be good to do when I walk in.
I know you had mentioned in the past establishing a regular staff meeting, so we should probably put a goal around establishing a monthly.
We've been calling on ourselves as managers together the Wednesday after the board meeting.
You
probably
want to put... She'll know to go to the Chamber of Commerce. So we could put a goal of attend the City Council meeting at Chamber of Commerce.
City Council?
City Council too,
I think we need more visibility on in the Chamber, in the City Council meetings.
Right.
If not both of them, at least one a month.
Okay.
How many? They have two a month.
They have two a month.
At 7 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
As soon as she's here, the city can call for a report to our intergovernmental agreement with them.
They may. I'm sure, hopefully they won't. I mean, hit her with that day one.
I feel like I want to be more secure in our decision before that person writes that new contract for how we're going to operate together. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I feel like that one is a little bit...
Well, that's got to be an approval.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a board activity anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. The intergovernmental agreement?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't...
She can negotiate it with the city, but ultimately we have to approve it.
Yeah.
I still don't feel like she knows us well enough to even negotiate it in the city. So that
wouldn't
be in her 90 days for me.
No.
No, they talked about having a dual board meeting. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what they're saying we probably could do.
Yeah.
Library and city council together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do a little studying before that.
I love
that.
Would we agree to
you? Yeah. Did Michelle work with the friends with the mini golf? So that I think that should be included.
We'll attend at least one or two friends meetings to get to know them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the mini golf event is happening after the 90 days, but at least to get to know the friends of the library. Mm-hmm.
You guys have delegate meetings on there as well?
Oh, she should be attending what? You mean like Rails?
First one will be in October.
She'll know about those.
Long-term program for homebound citizens.
We don't have, you know, long-term goal is just outreach. Carol, we should have an outreach services department.
What?
Outreach services is a long-term goal. Because they go out, like when I worked at Plainfield, we delivered books to them. And now we're about to have a third one in Yorkville because we have Hillside. We have, what's it called, near south of town? Heritage Woods, mm-hmm. and they're building one across from Target.
Right. Yes.
So, like, these are perfect communities.
She delivers books.
But, like, we have, like, this whole department of, like, that service. So it's kind of a concerted effort, you know, mm-hmm. to grow it. So have a new place to go.
Might I suggest we all up with your list, email it to me.
Yeah.
I'll put the list together and present it to her on the 25th. See, this is what you want. What we want you to complete by the 26th.
Well,
I'm like, that's not the way. That's a wish list, not a prioritized board list.
I can prioritize it.
But if we want goals, we should target
top on the list is the elevator contracts. So she's got to do that first.
By October board meeting.
October board meeting.
Yes.
So there's your target date.
What's the goal? Review is one thing, but review and recommend?
Review and identify coverage differences.
You can give her a target, like a target time frame.
Well, it's got
to
be.
And you guys know what we're looking for. Like, we're looking to save money and go with Suburban, but we want to make sure we're not missing any.
Missing coverage.
Yeah. If she's like, I don't understand what they're looking
for. Our contract with that.
Is up in January. Is it the only one you would say, or is there a couple things she could evaluate replacing?
No, she should know.
No, I mean, is there anything else you feel like has...
Well, she could evaluate all of the databases.
I mean, that's...
So do you want her to evaluate, as a goal, in the first 90 days, to evaluate
I would
database subscription use and cost?
I mean, I think we can even focus it if there's Gail is specifically the one in question.
Yeah, but she'll probably do several of them. Yeah, and just put Gail, but
the rest can wait. I mean, we're good with the ancestry. We love it.
Yeah.
We use it like crazy.
But that's what I was saying. Is there any other that you could think of that we could put that specific name? Just that.
And we could set a target. So if we're due in January, you said. So we probably want to know what we're doing by December, for sure. So she's probably going to want to make a recommendation by the December board meeting.
Yeah. We may need.
Maybe the
November board.
So maybe November.
Board because you actually get the contract and stuff in December, right?
So target date will be November board meeting. To have a plan. That means if she's got to call them to negotiate or look at another option, that's all done before.
And so attend the Friends, the Chamber, and the City Council at least once by November 1st or October 31st, one of those dates. Well, because she's starting until the middle of September, but by the end of next month, she should have attended all of those things at least once, to be specific.
Yeah, so I'd say November 1st.
Do we feel like there's some really important people she should reach out to besides those three? I think it'd be interesting if she tried to talk to the school board. or the school board or the superintendent, like make an appointment to actually just meet the superintendent. I just feel like with the high school and
I would say it's more of the superintendent than the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she doesn't need to go to the board meeting. So to try and meet the superintendent, he's really, you know, his kids have all gone here. He's really laid back. I think they'd schedule that, and it wouldn't be a big deal at all.
Are we considering any sort of public open house to meet the new director?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
We should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And post
it. We should. What's hard is...
Donuts with the director?
Yeah.
Hard is we have so much programming in October. Do we want to wait till November and we have a better feel? Do we want to wait till the 90 days and then promote it? How do we want to do that?
I would say, well, she's starting the 25th, I would say maybe sometime mid-October.
Mid-October?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Give her a few weeks to...
Get her feet wet.
Mm-hmm.
Get her feet out of the cement.
So, I told you that name, Christine Lipchot. That's something she, as soon as she knows, she puts it in the book they sent out to all of the students, and then they sent out to all of the staff, two different huge e-newsletters. So that would be something cool to put in there, meet the new library director.
Okay, establish a date.
They have to look at their calendar probably for programs.
And we should probably extend invitations to that too, to keep people.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Chamber, all the boards.
Village,
of everything.
Yeah. Or the city board, yeah, even.
Basically everybody.
Yep.
The school board.
Yeah.
Parks and
Recreation. Yes. He said the village board, aren't they on that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We should, yeah. Yep. Really, we should.
All the schools. I forgot, but, I mean, we got Parkview.
Yeah.
We've got Yorkville Christian.
Are you thinking?
We've got daycares.
Yeah. Daytime, evening, weekend?
During open hours? When?
Probably, I would say evening or weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if it's an evening, it can't be a Tuesday.
Or a Monday. A lot of board meetings are on Monday.
Yeah.
Well,
so a Wednesday would be good, maybe.
It's really Saturday.
Or you could do donuts on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She
donuts with the director.
Hey, we're open house.
She
very
close. I know, but now I think about that. I think in the public libraries, well, right, birth all the way up. I mean,
yeah.
We've got a lot of preschools. And a lot of, like, I'd even go as far as Y. Half of Y's population is Yorkville residents as much as they are Plano residents. I mean, I would try and run the gamut to talk to just everybody in our circle. Hey, to get people, like, it's a big part of that rebranding. Like,
yes.
Meet who we just
yes.
And October 14th is a Saturday.
You would have it on my birthday. I'm not coming.
That's right after the board meeting.
Oh, it is right after the board meeting. That's good, no?
No, it's the Saturday after the board meeting.
Is that bad?
No. That would be a fine one.
I'm not going to be at that one. No, I was going to go on vacation. I probably won't.
So we're going to tentatively schedule this for the 14th?
October
14th. Donuts with the director.
Donuts with the director. Okay.
That's my only Saturday is a crazy day.
I've got cross country
activities, but so is
my daughter's cross country.
Yeah. Cross country's running at both the high school and the middle school. There's a lot of soccer that morning. Just worried
about
are we doing
guys.
It for a few hours? Or
yeah.
Is it like 3 hours or something like that?
Okay. Or the library's open for 4, right?
Saturday?
Yeah.
6.
6?
I would do like 10 to 12.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just a couple hours. If you do it 3 hours, that's going to be too long.
And 10 to 12 is nice too, because if your early morning or activities are
finishing. Are you open that Monday, Columbus Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
10 to 12.
Yep. 10 to 12 on the 14th. Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
I just think evening during the work week, it's not
might
on a lot
little
of people's minds either.
Yeah.
So sometimes people have a little stuff to do on the weekends.
Okay,
maybe
send me your list.
Some people.
I have a few things that are on
there. I think there'll be a lot of catching up to do to just give her like five to seven of our own goals would be.
Yeah.
That's long term.
District, that's a long term.
And I think it's also actually the person who will be key in forming the strategic plan that we've been talking about, which includes a lot of long term goals. She's going to have a lot to contribute to that conversation.
But she's going
to
have her own goals too, of what she wants to learn and understand. So you don't want to give her too much.
Right, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, so five. I think five to seven.
I'm just saying, I want her to ask us those hard
questions. Exactly.
Alrighty. Anything else? I guess we can have a motion to adjourn. No.
I just wanted to know what happened in that meeting that I did.
I know.
On Wednesday.
Like, do you need to give me a...
How do I ask that? Do I send the memo?
We need a special meeting.
Yeah.
Drove over here and you're like, sorry, missed it.
I know. Nothing was there.
Yeah. Well.
I know.
But we didn't get off of work till after till 8.
Yeah. I'm not on the other. Okay, so what happened? How do we know?
Is that executive session?
Executive session.
Oh, great.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, and is a meeting as long as three or more?
Yeah.
Well, we each need to corner us separately, so it's not a meeting. To get the breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, basically, that's where this list of things she needs to, her goals, her short-term goals came from. But yeah, I can explain it to you.
Okay.
Later.
All right. I just didn't know how I was supposed to ask that. All
yeah.
Right. I'm glad
that's me later. Ask me later.
Okay.
Yeah. Ask us later.
And not an email.
No.
Send me your list in email.
Okay.
So it's 10 to 12. Okay. I got to put that on my calendar. Anything else?
What I'm doing on my special day, I'm just telling you
everything.
My special day.
That's an AM. That's a PM. Okay.
I have to meet on a different day. Tell me what's a lead day, and I'll come over and say hi.
If nothing else, I think we are adjourned.